Good morning. Here in a few minutes, if you would turn your Bibles to 2 Corinthians 13:5, that's where we're going to get started. But first off, I have a couple things on my mind this morning. The summer Bible study just ended. What a blessing that was to me. I'm feeling energized and motivated. Good was done here this week. Seeing the excitement and the expressions on our little kids' faces, that was quite an eye-opener for me, and that motivated me. The world is trying to indoctrinate our kids. And if you don't believe me, turn on Disney or turn on Nickelodeon sometimes. You'll see the agenda really quick. The church is a haven away from the evil in this world. Good is alive here. God is our King, and I look around and I see God's people. I see people who will fight to the death to keep our little ones pure. I see people who are actively trying to protect our souls. I'm so thankful to be a part of y'all. Like my grandma used to say, my cup runneth over this morning. You know, when I bring a lesson, I usually pick a topic that I have a deficiency in, because that's something I know, and that's something I struggle with. And this morning is no exception. This lesson makes me uncomfortable, and so I'm sure it will some of y'all. It's something that I'm working on daily. If you turn your Bibles to 2 Corinthians 13:5, 2 Corinthians 13:5, it says that we need to examine ourselves as to whether you're in the faith. Test yourselves. So we need to look at these uncomfortable things. We need to look at topics that we're deficient in. Are you teaching the lost about Jesus? It's a simple question. This past week, did you teach the lost? How about this month? How about this year? Have you ever reached out to the lost? If not, that's a major problem. As Christians, we are to teach the lost. Teaching the lost is as much a part of being a Christian as anything else. Sometimes we can think that it's all about good moral living, or all about singing, or all about going to services, all about abstaining from evil, all about watching our language. You can show up every time the door is open, always on time, never late, teach Bible classes, do all these good things. And I'm not taking anything away from these. These are all important. But if you do all these things, but you do not teach the lost, you miss one of the main points about being a disciple of Christ. So you're telling me that the young man who just got baptized needs to teach? Yes. I wish somebody would have told me this when I was baptized. This wasn't emphasized. And maybe because I didn't see it all that much when I was young. But when we become a disciple of Christ, we need to spread the word. The introvert that stays in the back, that leaves as soon as service is over, does he have to teach? Yes. You have to teach. Everyone must seek to save the lost. 1 Peter 2, 9 through 10. 1 Peter 2, 9 through 10. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into this marvelous light. We must proclaim his word to the world because we are his people. What an amazing thing that is. We are his. We are our creators. Let's look into Acts 8, 3 and 4. Acts 8, 3 and 4. Let's look at what some of the first Christians did. As for Saul, he made havoc of the church, entering every house and dragging off men and women, committing them to prison. Now this is what I want to focus on. Therefore, those who were scattered went everywhere preaching the word. I've never been scattered. I've never been persecuted. These people were being heavily persecuted, yet they went everywhere preaching the word. Would we have blamed them if they would have went and hid? Would we have blamed them if they would have went and jumped in a cave? I wouldn't have. I'd have hid. Yet they went and preached the word. We're to preach the word in season and out of season. It's never been easy to do this. It was not easy then, and it's not easy now. You preach the word because you love God. Let's turn to Matthew 22, 37 through 39. Matthew 22, 37 through 39. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. You teach because you love God. And you teach your neighbor because you love your neighbor. You have to remember that your neighbor, your family, your mom and dad, your cousins, they need Jesus just as bad as you do. They need what we have. The world needs what we have. What we have is special. What we offer is different. What we offer is something that nobody on this world can offer. We preach the word because Jesus came to save the lost. Luke 19:10. Luke 19:10. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. For the Son of Man has came to seek and to save that which is lost. You know the one thing that God seems to enjoy more than anything else is to save that which is lost. So much so that he sent his son to die a horrible death. That's how much he cares about the lost. So we ask ourselves, do we have to teach the lost? Yes. Because you're a disciple of Christ. God loves the lost and desires them to be saved. And we're to love what God loves. We're to love what Jesus loves. We are disciples of Christ. And who else is going to do it? Who else is going to do it if I don't do it? And who else is going to do it if you don't do it? I want to look at a couple of reasons this morning why we don't teach the lost. You know, there are many reasons. There are many reasons, and it's all personal. We need to look inside ourselves and see why we don't do it. We could be scared. We could be afraid of rejection. We could be afraid of being an outcast. What are they going to say if we start preaching? Sometimes it's our unbelief. Sometimes I'm afraid this is so. This is the harsh truth, but if we really believed that the earth was going to end at any time, and if we really believed that the lost were going to hell, would we pause for a second to teach our family? Would we pause for a second to teach our neighbors? And I think you know the answer. Sometimes it's pure laziness. And this probably goes hand in hand with unbelief. It's the belief that there's always tomorrow. It's the belief that we can do it later. It's the mañana principle. We can do it in the morning. This is where I fall in sometimes. I'll do it later. I'm tired. I just want to go home. Sometimes, sadly, we become too busy. We become too busy with sports. We become too busy with the world. We become too busy with our job. We become too busy with maybe wholesome things. But if we ever say to ourselves, oh, I want to go visit that person. I need to go visit that person sometime this week. And we never do it. We are too busy to preach the word. And that's something we have to answer for. Briefly, I want to look this morning about how do we teach. There are many ways, and we could have an entire series on this, but how do we teach? The first way I want to look at is by example. In 1 Peter 3:15. 1 Peter 3:15. It says, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you. Some people look at this passage and say, all I have to do is be a good example. All I have to do is be a good example. But they miss the part that says, if you are a good enough example, they will ask. And guess what? We have the obligation to teach. We have to be ready for that time. However, if you look like the world, act like the world, speak like the world, dress like the world, they're never going to ask you. And you're going to miss that opportunity to teach. The other thing is, when people ask you, and I've done this before, I have to admit, when people ask you why you're different, what's your answer? If people ask you why you don't drink, if people ask you why you dress the way you do, if people ask you why you don't go to the things you do, if people ask you why you go to church on every Sunday morning, every Wednesday, what's your answer? Well, that's just what we do as a family. I don't like to drink. I quit drinking a while back. It doesn't sit with me. We've missed an opportunity to teach. That opportunity has flown by us, and that opportunity may never come about again. We teach by just simply starting a conversation with people, like Jesus in John 4, the woman at the well. Jesus simply started a conversation. This is something that we can all do. Just simply asking someone how they're doing, how their day's going. And here's the kicker, is we actually have to listen to them. We actually have to care. The way you teach someone about Christ is by showing a genuine concern for them. If we do not care for them, we're not going to teach them. You teach them because you love them. You teach them because you love them as much as you love yourself. If you need Christ, they need Christ. The last point I want to cover this morning is in Ephesians 4, 11 through 12. Ephesians 4, 11 through 12. And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. God has given us elders and deacons, preachers, teachers, each other. They've given us the elderly to learn from. He gave us this for the work of ministry. Equipping the saints for the work of ministry. When we gather together, this is something I want you to think about today. Every time that we gather together, we are to help each other try to teach the lost. For the equipping of the saints means that we are receiving tools from each other. We're receiving tools that we might more effectively teach the lost. Let's take Wednesday night, for example. If we looked at that as a time to get strength from each other, to edify one another, more like a timeout of the week. We take this time out so that we may get strength, so that we can go back into the game and that we might teach. It makes no sense for us to receive all this edifying and all this spiritual food, and we go home and we sit on the couch and we never say a word about Christ to anyone. These tools that God has provided for us are meant to be used. This has been a short lesson this morning. We could go way more in depth. But to sum up my lesson this morning, like Brother Kevin Clark once said, each one must teach one. Thank you.